Jerry Hendrickson with AIG Financial Advisory Incorporated of Duluth says the gathering isn't a company party. He's paying for it out of his own pocket.
Twice a year, I feed my clients and I give them information regarding the economy, regarding their investments, and provide some entertainment. I have something over 3,000 clients. There's no way to sit down with 3,000 people a year, so to conserve time, twice a year I have a meeting and I give my clients updates.
Hendrickson says the bailout of their parent company will not affect his clients.
The mutual fund and variable annuity portfolios, all of those assets that investors own are not a part of the company's assets. They're held in trust in separate accounts.
Hendrickson says the $85 billion federal loan is padding company reserves so AIG can cover investor liabilities. Because of this, the federal government will own almost 80% of the company's stock. That means people who invested in the company itself stand to lose big.
If you own stock in AIG, you're hurt.
In order to repay the massive federal loan, Hendrickson says the company will begin a sell-off of assets. He expects his office to be part of it. In Superior, Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.